Well, hello, hello, hello there. My name is Sanya, and thank you so much for joining us for another episode. This is episode 2 of God Speak. We're still in season 1, and I want to thank you for joining us today. So, my topic for today is going to be God Speaks in Uncertainty. And I have been feeling all types of ways, especially in this season. You all know that we're going through COVID. We're also experiencing the protests and the movements of Black Lives Matter. So there's a lot of feelings that we're encountering right now. So yeah, we're feeling a lot of feelings, and there's a lot of uncertainty, whether in our personal life, whether in our businesses, whether for school, whether for the future. We are facing a lot of uncertainty. But I just wanted to take this time just to give you a little message. I believe that God is speaking even now to His people. And if we just take some time to just close off and listen to what He has to say, that we would hear directly from the throne. So, thank you so much for joining me today. If you don't know me, my name is Sanya. I am the co-creator of Wives in Transition. This came out of the fact that I was struggling as a young wife, a young mother. My husband, he was not baptized at the time. And of course, even to today, we're having our own issues. But glory be to God, all things is working out for our good. So, without further ado, let me just jump right into it, because I want to share some scriptures with you. And now, everything that we're going to talk about, we're going to have scriptures to back that up, right? So, we all know how today we feel like there are so many things that's going wrong. All our plans that we have made for 2020, if we've had plans, they're not going according to plan. But glory be to God, He knows exactly what He's doing. And I am confident that He who has started a good work within us is more than able to complete it. So even in our short span of understanding, He is sovereign and He knows exactly what He's doing. So I am not even going to be perturbed. Before, I can honestly say that I felt as if nothing is going to work out. I felt as if all the plans that I had, and this is the type of person I am. I am the type of person who's going to plan what is going to happen from A to Z. So, with all of this that's happening, COVID is here. Well, I think it's going now. Glory be to God. He has allowed a lot of things to happen. I know persons out there are going to say, ooh, but if He's God, why does this happen? He allows things to happen. If you read the word, He'll tell you that, right? And if you have a close relationship with Him, He'll definitely tell you that. So, without further ado, I want to jump into the first scripture. That's Zephaniah 3, verse 17. And it reads, and I'm reading from the, let me see, I want to read from the King James Version. Yes, I want to read from the King James Version, and then I go into the NIV. So it says, Zephaniah 3, verse 17, the Lord your God in your midst, the mighty one will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with His love. He will rejoice over you with singing. Now, let me jump into That's the NIV version, right? So this says, "The Lord your God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take the great delight in you, in his love. He will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing." Now, why did I choose this particular scripture? Well, of course, I was thinking about all of the uncertainty, and in all honesty, I felt down for quite a while. So I had to go back to God. I had to pray. I had to pray through these feelings of doubt. And whenever the feeling of doubt and worry come over you, it's a spirit. I want you to remember that's a spirit. And God has not given us that spirit for us to wrestle with. No, He wants us to have the power to overcome these. So how do we overcome these uncertainties? How do we overcome these feelings? What we want to remember is through prayer, through fasting, through God's word, He will comfort you. His words are like, how do I describe? His words are so soothing. When you read the word of God, I can tell you that it is the most soothing thing you can ever experience. God's presence, his words, his promises, they are true and they are great, right? So I felt glad in my spirit when I started to read these scriptures. It enlightened me. It made me feel as if he is still here, right? Sometimes in our seasons where we're not hearing from God, we think that God is far, but no, he is never far from us. God is always there with us. It's just for us to connect with him so that he can reveal himself to him. The word of the Lord says we should go into his secret place so that he can reveal and give his treasures unto us, right? So that is what we should do. I believe that especially in this season that he is doing a new thing, what he wants for us to do is to seek him, to know that he has his hand up on us and that no matter what, he's going to be there for us. The word says, "Behold, I'm doing a new thing." And this is Isaiah 43 verse 19. And I'm reading from the English Standard Version. And it says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? I will make a way in the wilderness and the river in the desert." Come on. You have got to use his words to encourage you, to uplift you, to edify you, to make you see that he has you in the palm of his hands. So all we have to do in times of uncertainties, even if we feel like we cannot pray, even if we feel like we have to cry, because tears are a language God understands, right? Tears are a language that God understands. And if you're a new Christian, if you're old in the faith, whatever it is, if you feel like there's so much uncertainty and you cannot hear God's voice and you feel like you are far away from God, go back to his words. Go back to his words, right? His words will edify you. His words will lift you up. His words will make you feel whole, right? So always remember that if you seek God, he's going to give you his peace first of all. And I say peace, and I'm doing it, I don't remember what you call that. English is slipping my brain right now. But I'm playing on the words. So he gives you his peace, which is in the sense that broken. He's giving you pieces of him. And his peace that makes you feel comforted, that makes the worry and everything dissipates. It makes everything feels as if it doesn't even matter, right? So God is sovereign in all that he's doing. Whether we might not understand it, whether we might not see it, if we trust and believe, that's all it takes for us to have faith. Faith is currency. As believers, that is what we need to use as a marker and as a comfort and as a promise, as a promissory note that he, when you cash that in, that he is gonna do it, right? So he has already started a new thing, especially in this season. I'm sure most of you have had quiet time to think, all of your thoughts ravaging through your heads. Just breathe. Just breathe and let the Holy Spirit lead you. Just say, Father, Holy Spirit, I call upon you even now, and I just want for you to overshadow me with your peace, with your love, with your understanding. Give me your wisdom. Give me your knowledge. Let me see what you're doing in this season. And even if I might not hear it, let some way or another I see that you have your hand upon me, upon the way that you want me to go, right? I am telling you that eyes have not seen, ears has not heard, what no human mind can conceive, the thing that God has prepared for those who love him. And I'm telling you scriptures. I'm telling you the words of the Lord. And that is found in 1 Corinthians 2:19. It is written. He is giving you some new things. All of these scriptures that I'm giving you, they're connected. Why? Why? He purposefully did this so that when you join on today, it's going to be confirmation that he who has started a good work within us is more than able to complete it. I am not anxious nor perturbed about anything, because I know that my Father who has gone before me, he's not dead, he's alive, and he's more than able. He was able to do these things for the animals. No. I really need you to put this into perspective. I really need you to think about this. Have you ever sat and thought, how did the animals take care of themselves? How? And we have to go out of our way to make sure that we get things done and get things in line. No, God is more than able to do it. If we ask of him, his word says, whatever we ask in his name, he shall do. And I want to bring you to Matthew 6:26. It says, look at the bird of the air. They do not sow, nor reap, nor store away in barns. And yet your heavenly Father, he feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Go back to scripture. And if you don't know these, you have to go in the word. If you want to understand, if you want to know who God is, and thank you, Holy Spirit, because you're actually speaking to me right now. Because as much as I go in the word, he has been telling me that I need to seek him. And I'm telling you on multiple occasions, yes, Lord, I hear you. He's telling me on multiple occasions. I have been asking God to reveal himself to me. I've been asking God to direct me to exactly where you want me to go. Especially in this season, I want to see God's hand. I want to see God's hand, but who am I? Just as he said to Job, where were you when I was forming this earth? And I'm paraphrasing now. Where were you? Yeah, call. And you expect God to move right then and there. Where were you? God is the creator of everything. God is sufficient. God is omnipresent. God is omniscient. Oh my God, when I think about the goodness of God, when I think about his character, when I think about his love, when I think about his grace, when I'm able to praise him, when I'm able to trust in him, I am not afraid. When I put my complete trust in God, and when I say complete trust, I'm not talking when I say I'm going to trust him and I put it in his hand, whatever problem or issues that I have, that I put it in his hand and I take it out. No, I'm talking about total, complete trust, total, complete surrender in this uncertainty. I'm trusting God. I'm telling God, Lord, I don't see it. I don't understand it. I don't know it, but I trust you. I'm leaning not on my understanding, but I'm leaning on your words. God wants for us to humble ourselves for him so that he can do what he says he will do. Many times, he has given us the vision and we want to help him. Many times he has to shake us up so that we can get back in line. I tell you that this season is total realigning. And I'm so grateful. I'm so pumped. I'm so passionate. I'm so in love with what God is doing, especially now. I'm just excited in my spirit, and I hope that whomever is listening is going to feel this excitement and that it will stir in your spirit and that the Holy Spirit will take you to another level and that the Holy Spirit is going to open up your eyes and your ears so that you will see and hear what he's doing in this season, that you will perceive what he's doing in this season, because he has started a new thing and he's going to make a way. He's going to make a clear way. If you believe it, he's going to make a way. And I declare that in the heavens and in the earth. If you believe in that, tap into it. I just want to thank God for his grace and his mercy. I want to worship him. His word is like a lamp unto my feet. And a pathway. Let me find that scripture. So that's Psalm 119. And I absolutely love this scripture. I absolutely love it. Psalms 119, one of the longest scriptures in the Bible. Yeah, one of the longest scriptures in the Bible. And I absolutely love his words. And I love to declare his words. And his word says, Psalms 119 verse 105, your word, what you have spoken, what you have said, what you have declared, what you have promised, what you have given me, what you have invested within me, is like a lamp unto my feet. And that lamp is clarity. That lamp is direction. That lamp, the word, is promise, is a light unto my path. I don't know who I'm speaking to, but I pray that God will reveal himself to you. I pray that God will stir that gifting within you. You have been asking for quite some time for him to do something, God. But I know that if you trust him, that if you close off all of the distraction, disconnect from all of the friends that are taking you down the wrong path, and just tap into him. Tap into him. And he will reveal himself completely to you. He will reveal himself completely to you. God has some good gifts that he wishes to give his own. But we have to come into alignment, come into agreement with his words. For if we dwell in his secret place, he will reveal himself. I am confident of this. I'm not just speaking from experiences. I'm speaking from the word. I'm also speaking from a place of knowing. I hope that throughout the course of this day and for the rest of this week, that you will be blessed. I hope that whatever visions he has given you, we're casting all anxiety aside. No, let's cast it upon him, because he cares for you. And know that if you commit your ways and whatever it is to God, that he is more than able to establish it. He's more than able to do it. So let us commit our thoughts, our actions, our desires, and our plans to God. And once it is in his will, trust me, there's no coming back from what he will do in your life. I just want to pray with you right now. Can we pray? Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you. Lord, you are glorious. Lord, you are great. You are the great I am that I am. El Shaddai. You are Jehovah Nisi. You are Jehovah Rapha. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Excellent and holy is your name. God, from before time began, you sat upon your throne. And Lord, we come boldly before you. Yes, we are as filthy as rag, and we can never compare or even deserve your grace and your mercy. But because of who you are and the fact that you came and you died upon the cross for us, we're able to come before you. So Lord, forgive us of our sins, our trespasses, our iniquities, our trespasses, because they are before you and you alone. God Almighty, we're putting every anxiety, every uncertainty, every doubt, every fear before you. And you are going to pour out your spirit and your love and your understanding upon us. And we're going to hide in your secret place so that you can reveal yourself to us, your vision for us, our destinies. And God, whatever you see fit, let your will be done. God Almighty, everybody that's listening, anybody that's listening, I pray that you touch their minds even now. Cover them from the crowns of their heads to the very soles of their feet. Let them know that you are God and God alone. And no matter what spirit of fear or doubt, your power is more sufficient. Your power is greater. Lord God Almighty, for you never gave us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your words. I thank you for who you are. I thank you that I'm able to worship you. I'm able to exalt you. And Lord, whatever you see fit for my life, Lord, I say yes to your will and to your way, even in uncertainty. I thank you, Lord. I magnify your name. I will keep my heart with diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. But God, you are God, and you are more than sufficient. And you are able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we could ever ask, think, or imagine. So God, I thank you. Lord, I bless you. Have your own sweet way. in your holy and your precious, wonderful name. Lord, I thank you. Amen. I thank you so much, guys. I know this is off of what we started with, but I just felt led to speak about uncertainty. Of course, in our walk as a mother, as a wife, as a Christian, as an individual, uncertainty is inevitable. We can only see in part. We can only see what's in front of us. But God sees the overall view. And when we can trust that He has us, nothing else matters. Sometimes He gives us some visions, but we have to remember to live it out so that it comes. So before that vision will be a lot of roadblocks, a lot of insecurities, uncertainties. But remember that the vision is still there, and that He who has started a good work within you must complete it. God bless you, and I hope that you join us for another episode. I think for next week, we're going to have a guest, a special guest. So stay tuned. Make sure that you join. Make sure that you go onto our website, go to our Twitter page, go to our Instagram, check us out, subscribe to our mailing list, and look out for more information from us. God bless you. God loves you. And I hope that you feel encouraged and that you are able to put your plans before God, even in this uncertainty, and watch Him do great things for you. God bless you.